Jake crouched down and swiftly advanced. He kept low and ducked behind a rusted tractor with tattered tires. He was about a dozen yards away from the main farmhouse, but thought better of getting too close. If he was spotted, then there were presumably at least two people in the house who could take him on, possibly more. Jake had intended this to be a reconnaissance mission only. As Jake leaned his head towards the house to try and hear as best he could, the front door burst open, and he quickly pulled back. He heard the stomping of boots on the porch and the exchange of two heated voices, one of which was Rick's. The other belonged to a southern-accented man.
"God damn it, Keats!" yelled Rick. "I paid you in full last night, so I expect a full batch, not half. I got guys expecting this stuff."
"Then just tell half of them they're going to have to wait a while,"
replied the man called Keats in a similarly heated tone.
"You know that isn't how it works," said Rick. "I don't know them by name, and they don't know me. It's safer that way. I leave the stuff, they take what they've ordered, and they leave the money. What do you expect me to do for the ones that go empty-handed? Send them an IOU?"
"Your customer service issues ain't my problem, Rick."
"I didn't have any issues until you threw a damn wrench in the machine."
Jake peeked his head around the rear of the tractor as much as he dared. He could tell which one was Rick by his build. Still, even with his night vision goggles, it was difficult to discern the features of Keats' face, just that he looked far smaller and weedier than his partner. He raised a finger, a clear signal for Rick to shut up, which he duly did. In any other circumstances, it would have been logical to suppose that Rick would have dominated the conversation by virtue of his size alone. Yet Jake had the impression that Keats was in control. Rick was prepared to display frustration, but never risk showing disrespect, even to a little man he towered over. It was potentially a mark of just how dangerous Keats was.